Hallo und herzlich willkommen hier zum Erfolgsstrategie-Podcast, deinem Podcast für deine individuelle, effiziente und lebenstaugliche Erfolgsstrategie. Ich bin Mareike Bruns, Coach für Selbstständige und solche, die es werden wollen, und freue mich wieder riesig, dass du diese Folge eingeschaltet hast. Ihr Lieben, ich habe heute im Erfolgsstrategie-Podcast einen ganz besonderen Gast bzw. eine ganz besondere Gästin bei mir. Hayley Carlson ist da und sie ist Senior Inner Circle Coach und Training Executive beim Proctor Gerheiger Institute. Ihr wisst, wenn ihr mir bei Instagram folgt oder auch bei Facebook folgt und mal ab und an in die Stories reinschaut, dass ich ein riesen Fan bin von der Arbeit von Bob Proctor, und sie arbeitet dort eben als Senior Inner Circle Coach und betreut da verschiedenste Klienten. Ich war auch schon bei ihrem Coaching und sie ist wirklich eine ganz, ganz wundervolle und tolle Person, die sehr gut die Universumsgesetze erklären kann, die unheimlich toll auch für jeden Lebensbereich coachen kann. Also es ist wirklich eine Freude, mit ihr zu sprechen. Und ich habe sie gefragt, ob sie Lust hat, bei mir im Podcast einfach dabei zu sein. Und sie hat sofort ja gesagt, was mich total freut. Und wie ihr schon hört am Namen und Bob Proctor und so weiter, dieses Interview ist auf Englisch. Ich denke aber, ihr könnt es ganz gut verstehen. Also meine Fragen auf jeden Fall. Verzeiht mir den ein oder anderen grammatischen Fauxpas. Das war auch mein erstes Interview auf Englisch. Aber das, man versteht alles. Und sollte irgendeine Passage dabei sein, wo ihr sagt, boah, also das würde ich gerne verstehen, aber da hapert es ein bisschen am Englisch, dann kommt super gerne auf mich zu und wir sprechen einfach gemeinsam darüber, okay? In der Regel solltet ihr das aber echt gut verstehen können. Genau, und ja, es war so ein mega Interview, da ist sehr, sehr viel drin. Ne? Also wir sprechen sehr viel über das Law of Vibration und wie ihr die Gesetze anwenden könnt, was sie so in ihrer täglichen Routine macht und so weiter. Also das ist wirklich, wirklich toll und sehr, sehr gewinnbringend, was die Hayley uns da erzählt. Also ganz viel Spaß da beim Zuhören. Wenn du nach dem Podcast-Interview mega motiviert bist und sagst, boah, da will ich weitermachen, da will ich weiter einsetzen, dann lade ich dich ganz herzlich ein, zu meinem Journal Dich Reich Workshop dazu zu kommen. Am 4. Juni kannst du mit mir gemeinsam 4,5 Stunden absolute High Vibe spüren, die Fragen von mir mitbekommen, die mich einfach dazu auch gebracht haben, meine ersten 100.000 Euro Umsatz zu machen, und ja, einfach dir mal 4,5 Stunden für dich Zeit zu nehmen, zu journalen, mit deinem Unterbewusstsein, mit deinen Emotionen in Kontakt zu kommen. Ihr werdet das im Podcast-Interview auch gleich hören. Das Wichtigste ist, sich mit Gefühlen auseinanderzusetzen. Und da mag ich euch einfach einladen, wenn du Bock hast, wenn du da dabei sein willst. Den Link findest du in den Shownotes. Einfach Ticket buchen und direkt dabei sein. Ja, es wird einfach ein geiler Workshop. Ich freue mich da jetzt schon drauf. Und es ist wie immer ein riesen Herzensding und Herzensprojekt von mir und Wissen, was ich einfach unglaublich gerne mit dir teilen mag. So, jetzt aber lange genug gequatscht und ich würde sagen, wir legen jetzt direkt los. So, I'm so happy and excited to welcome my first English-speaking guest here in the Strategy for Success podcast. It's Hayley Carlson, who is a Senior Inner Circle Coach and Training Executive at the Proctor Gallagher Institute. And I know her. She's a wonderful coach. She's a great person. And I'm so happy to welcome you here in the podcast episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Cool. Hayley, thank you so much for your time. For the preparation of this interview, I was at your personal Facebook profile, and the first thing which caught my attention was a quote of Napoleon Hill, which is actually your title of the Facebook profile. And I would like to read it out loud because it's a very cool quote of him. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desires bring weak results. Just a small fire makes a small amount of heat. Could you tell us, why did you choose exactly this quote for your title of your first Facebook profile?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I have studied with and mentored by and now work with Bob Proctor, who Napoleon Hill was one of his mentors. And I so I follow naturally Napoleon Hill's work as well. I believe, you know, the first step in from Think and Grow Rich, the first step towards riches, you know, and riches are in all come in all forms, is desire, you know. And I you know, you have to, and, you know, I also study Neville Goddard, The Power of Awareness. And he talks about, you know, the first step in any sort of transformation that we want to create in our life is desires, to have a burning desire to change or to transform or to accomplish something. And so I've been over the last couple of years, I've been really connected just to that word desire. And I thought it was a beautiful quote to represent the work I do. So that's why I chose it.
That's so amazing. And this is what I often tell my clients too. If you want to have success, if you want to really reach something, you have to listen to your desire and lift up your standards, what you want to have. And I think this is really a master key for success. So I think you are or did not always study this material in your life. Where in your life where was the turning point or the point where you decided there must be something else? There must be a world there. Where was your desire so big? I do not know where the ground was right, but when did you start to study this material and which situation of your life bring you to this?
Yeah. You know, it's funny looking back now, I've gone back to even like my childhood and I always would ask those questions mostly to myself. What's the meaning of life? You know, what is our purpose here? You know, without life, like what is there? And I've always, again, it was never intentional. I was not studying universal laws. I was not studying personal development or mindset. But even, you know, as I got into my early 20s and I moved to New York at a very young age, I was always kind of, you know, going for something that was bigger than me, something like a lot of, you know, always kind of striving for the unknown or wanting to create something for myself. And so I did that through my 20s, through my 30s. I've always been fortunate. Now I know it was that I was an unconscious competent, but I was always fortunate to always work with and for the best of the best in any career business industry that I've been in. And it wasn't until though my mid to late 30s that I had been in corporate America for over 20 years. I started on Wall Street in New York and then spent the majority of my time in media and entertainment, you know, climbing that corporate ladder, doing the grind. And I was always kind of chasing success, right? And I got to a point in my career where the higher I went, I realized it was like a light bulb went off. And I realized that the higher I went, the more unfulfilled I felt. And I was watching and noticing everyone around me too, not just the teams I was managing, but, you know, my peers and my, you know, the C-level executives that I worked with, that there was just this, you know, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, a lot of burnout, a lot of, you know, that created unhealthy conditions, health-wise, personalized. That's when I started to ask myself the question, like, there's got to be something more to this. You know, there's got to be something more. Like, what am I really meant to do? What am I really meant to be, have, create? So I started this journey of, doing different courses, doing different certifications. The thought that I had was, what's the complete opposite of what I'm currently doing? And that was health and wellness. And I have always been passionate about health and wellness. And so that's when I started this 3.5 year journey of, you know, trying to get out of corporate and figure out what my purpose was, what my passion was. So that's really when it all started.
So cool. What a phenomenal story. And how much courage it takes really to say, okay, now I will do something else. I will just change it. And this is awesome to hear. And thank you for sharing with us. How would you say after studying this material and after becoming a Bob Proctor coach and a coach, how did your life change?
Yeah. So after the 3.5 years I had towards the end, you know, I never felt really ready to go out on my own. I don't know what it was. You know, within that time frame, I became an integrative health and wellness coach. I studied traditional Chinese medicine, Reiki. I became a yoga instructor, meditation. After that whole time and through countless other certifications. And it wasn't until though, I kind of got to this point where I'm like, am I ever really going to be ready to take that leap? And I was introduced to Bob through a friend and colleague at the time and through one of our programs. And that's when things really started to come together in my mind. You know, first it was kind of like those dots started to get connected around how I had been getting the results I was getting up until that time. And the light bulb went off around, oh, well, if that's how I was getting those results, I can take control over my future too. So I honestly, it's so simple, but I just started thinking differently. And through that, then through getting mentored by Bob, through, you know, doing different programs with PGI as a client first, everything changed. Like literally everything changed. I first, within 3 months of working with Bob, I was able to leave my day job, go out and start my own business, my own health and wellness business. 4 months after that, I had turned what was my annual income into my monthly income. And then I just fell in love with the material, the process, the teaching. And I knew I wanted to coach this the rest of my life. And so, you know, my relationships improved, my health improved. I released, you know, over 20 pounds of weight that I didn't even know I needed. I was holding on to. And honestly though, like the best thing that came from it was the person I became and I'm becoming. We're always all becoming, and my relationship with myself. Yeah. You know, I healed old wounds and past trauma, and I really started to like the person that I was. For I think maybe the first time in my life, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so it really impacts. I became a better parent. I parent my kids differently now. So when you start with just a little ounce of desire, it's amazing what can transform, you know, for you when you really do the work.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for sharing. It's wonderful. So you just mentioned when you do the work. I think we maybe should go a bit deeper into the work. So what do you think, or how would you explain the law of attraction to a person who has never heard about law of attraction and does not know how to use it in a special kind of awareness, because we all use it every day and every person uses it, but to use it for their purposes and their goals? How would you explain it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob explains this all the time too. I love it. Like, so there's the law of attraction is a secondary law. I think a lot of people that are in this work are familiar with the movie, The Secret. You know, that was a great movie to bring awareness to the universal laws, but the primary law, that's actually a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. Okay. And we are all vibrating all the time. Right? Everything is vibrating around us. We are vibrating. We're vibrational beings. Everything in our world is vibrating. And, you know, I like to use the example of, you know, like this is a piece of paper, right? At one time, this was wood and it was vibrating at a different speed. And now it was made into paper. And so it has taken this form, you know? So like literally you can apply it to everything in our world. So when you decide what you want, the one goal that you want to go after more than anything, the work is to get in harmony with that goal, with the desire and with the good, what you're creating. So first is the law of vibration you should work every day to get on that frequency of your goal and really create a feeling within you to start to attract to you, you know, what it is that you want. And actually, like, when you have the idea, the process has already started. But to really speed up the process, that there's some steps that are required to take and exercises and work, you know, to do in order to attract to you what it is that you want.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful explanation. I really love this example with the piece of paper, with this different vibration. It explains this so well. And I think we can just have this picture in mind for us and our goals, so that we have just to be in another vibration. And the cool thing is, and this is what I love about the law of vibration, is that we can manage this vibration. We are not with our thoughts. And this is so cool. And I am so grateful for that I am a human being who can manage the vibration. Yeah. Thoughts, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about, like, the power that we have locked up inside of us, we all have it. It's a gift, you know, and we can apply it to everything, to our finances, to our health, to our relationships. And the thing is like, you know, when you're feeling good and when you're not, and when you're feeling good, you know, like, I think that we all want to feel good, right? I think that's a human desire. And so when you're feeling good, you know, just know, like, build that belief and confidence that you're on a different frequency, you know, you're on a higher level frequency versus a lower level frequency. And there's a big difference. And so, you know, doing that work every day through your study, through your affirmations, through whatever, you know, coaching that you're doing, you know, is a part of that work to help get you and keep you on that frequency.
Yeah, that's so cool. You mentioned at the beginning of the interview the work of or the book, The Power of Awareness. I can't remember the name of the author. It was
Neville Goddard.
Yeah, thank you. And I have seen recently a post from you where you was sitting on the couch reading the book of him. And I think this is just right there. A book which I also highly recommend because it helped me a lot. And this, I think, this is sometimes a bit tricky, and that's my next question to you. So I think there are many people who understand in theory the law of vibration and the power of awareness and how powerful we are as human beings. But then they learned it, go back into their daily life, and then there are the children, the dog, the grocery, the whatever, blah, 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 blah. And we're not always in this state of power of awareness. I mean, you're a great coach, you're a mother, you have a family. When we see your social media accounts and so on, we see with you, with your family, with your kids and so on. How do you practice, and what are your tools for the power of awareness in your daily life? Because I think this is sometimes very challenging.
Yeah. You're totally right. I mean, it is, because most of us are not, we're not brought up learning this material. You know, we are programmed to operate and live from our five senses, from the outside in versus the inside out. And that's just how most of us have been raised. And so we're conditioned to look at, you know, our bank account or the relationship we have with our kids, or, you know, even if you go back to when we were younger, you know, the report card, and we're living like the report card tells us, you know, what kind of student we are, but really in reality, it doesn't. You know, I did pretty well in school, but once I got to high school, it wasn't as big of a priority. And so, but that didn't mean I wasn't smart, you know, and I learned that many years later. So it's just know that it's very common, I think, for people to just accept that, okay, like this is how I am. But what I've done to integrate this into my life is, you know, the first hour of your day is everything. Like, how you set up each day is so important. You know, before I even get out of bed in the morning, like, I you know, now I don't wake up with an alarm anymore. I just naturally wake up usually around 4:30. And so I have this like quiet moment really even before my eyes open. And the first, you know, thoughts that I have are, I ask myself two questions, like, you know, who do I want to show up as today? And who do I want to help and serve today? And that's tied to my purpose, you know, so even before my eyes open. And then I, you know, every so often I'll mix up my routine, but my routine right now is then I wake up, the house is still quiet, my kids are still sleeping. I put my AirPods in and I listen to affirmations. I've recorded myself with some beautiful music in the background, you know, with affirmations that are in alignment with the person that I'm becoming at having achieved my high level goal. So then I go about and make the coffee and everything. And then I go right into reading. I do. I love like reading first thing. Then I meditate usually for a minimum of 20 minutes. And then I'll write my goal 5 times. And then I will do my physical workout, usually yoga in the morning. And so that's how I set up my day. Okay. So right away, like I'm coming into the day with a mindset. And then, yeah, then I start making the lunches and the breakfast and everything for the kids. And, you know, I still have something going on in the background, but my, like, I would say overall, if you think of it, like you want to integrate things throughout your day. So I always have like the book that I'm studying next to me. If I have a moment, like a break in between client calls, I'll put in, I love right now, I'm also studying Earl Nightingale's The Magic Word, which is a quick 14 minute. I just pull it off of YouTube and I'll listen to that like while I'm making lunch or just, you know, taking a mental break for, you know, 15 minutes or so. So I find little ways and little tools. Like I have my vision board. I have, you know, my why is a picture of my kids right up next to my workspace. So I have little tools throughout the day that will add, because life will pull you off track. It definitely, it will, you know, just accept that. Don't beat yourself up when that happens. Just stay neutral and pick your tools that, and which is what we do in coaching, is we help our clients, right? Like come up with all these tools to help keep them on track towards their goal. Yeah. So, and then I have an, you know, end of the day routine as well. That includes like, and again, I mix it up ever so often, but the key is to find what works for you and then keep it fresh so that you'll know when it's time to mix it up. Does that answer?
Yeah. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. And I think one very important point is not to miss the point of mixing it up when it does not work anymore. So not your routine just because you want to do a routine. Do a routine that really works for you and which is inspiring you. So I where I started with the coaching work, which is years ago, I heard also to affirmations and so on. And sometimes I heard them for half a year. And after after 3 months, it was like, no, okay, this does not inspire me. But I heard it and heard it and heard it just for hearing it. And this is not the point. The point is do something which really inspires you. What is cool for you and what helps you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think a new study, and you know, for people that are just getting started in the beginning, you are willing yourself to do these things because they are not what most people do. Like they feel silly in the beginning sometimes, you know, but the process works. It works 100% of the time if you work the process. And I think a new study just came out that I think it used to be like 30 days, but I think now it's like it takes 66 days to form a new habit. So I would recommend like anyone just starting out, like make a commitment to yourself. Like even if it feels silly, I used to do this exercise where I would write with my non-dominant hand, like one affirmation. Yeah. And it took me probably easily 50 plus days before it dawned on me like why I was doing that exercise. And then that awareness shift, I didn't feel like I needed to do it anymore. Everyone has to figure out what works for them.
Yeah. So cool. Thank you for sharing your routine and your thoughts regarding that.
Yeah.
So I would love to go on this, on the point from switching a routine for a new inspiration a bit deeper. I want to go a bit deeper there. So sometimes you feel stuck, I think. So there's a feeling of universe is always working for other people, but not for me. sometimes it feels like that, although, of course, universe is always working, always, yeah. always working. But do you have an advice for the audience here? What you can do when you feel a bit stuck?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to happen. You know, it's just, again, it's just a part of the process, and that's okay. I would say the first thing is to acknowledge it, yeah. You know, really go within and kind of ask yourself, like, where is this coming from? You know, and don't judge yourself. Again, like, stay neutral with it. Like, the worst thing we can do is be hard on ourselves if we're not getting results or we're not, you know, we do feel stuck. But just know that there's always that law of polarity, right? There's always, like, if for as stuck as you might feel, like, there is always going to be that upswing. And acknowledging it, having the awareness and being honest with yourself, I think is usually the first step. Okay. And then, you know, go right to what is going to motivate you and raise your frequency. Everyone is different. Like, for me, it's music. I love music and it immediately switches my vibration. Yeah. Sometimes it's, you know, going for a walk outside or a quick run, or I have like this mini trampoline that I love, like, it's right here in my office. And I love, like, you know, just to, like, find an edge, find something that's going to shift that vibration, that, you know, get you on a higher frequency. Sometimes it might just be like taking a shower or changing your clothes, you know? So the other thing too, and I think you and I talked about this recently, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like, if you know, you recognize that you're on a lower frequency and, you know, you have that stuck feeling, go and help someone else. Like, go. There are so many people in this world that need a little, even just a little bit. It could be a compliment. It could be like a genuine one. It could be, you know, just go and help someone else. Go talk to a friend. Go, you know, there's so many different things we can do. But that right there, like, paying it forward, the impression of increase will win every time, you know, because that will always come right back to get you, you know, feeling better and feeling unstuck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. So there's one last question I have for you, or maybe two questions. So what do you think is the most important thing to know in terms of law of vibration?
It's all in the feeling. Like, Neville Goddard said, it's the secret is in the feeling. There's a whole book on it. So vibration is, like, you know, when you're in a good vibration because of how you feel. And when you feel good, that's when you're able to attract, like, pull what it is you want quicker to you, your goals, you're able to manifest quicker. And it's all about feeling good, right? Like I think I said it, but, you know, the setting goals is like an easy way to relate to a lot of different people. Like, we might not know we have a goal, but a lot of us have, like, wants and things that we desire in our life. But the goal is great, but it's about, like, who you become in the process, and who you become, it's all related to how you feel, you know, how you feel, again, about yourself, about your environment, your, you know, your relationships. And I would say that that's everything, is the feeling is in the secret.
Yeah. Do you have some success stories which you might want to share, maybe your own or of your clients who successfully worked with the law of vibration and this feeling stuff?
Gosh, yeah. The one that comes to mind is a client of mine, actually an artist in Canada, who and she has shared her story on some of our client coaching calls. So I'm sure she'd be fine with me sharing it, but she, you know, had a goal to, attract like a certain type of, studio and a certain type of business and that she hadn't done before. And we were working together and I told her, it was very simple. I said, I only want you to focus on what it is you want. Don't give any energy to how this outcome could manifest at all. Like it is so simple. And you know, she called me like a couple days later and I like, not only did she get like the studio for next to nothing, but the salary they were giving her was like, I don't know, triple, I think what she had wanted or double. That's what it's like, it's about like creating those small wins and stacking them on each other. You know, it's even, you know, honestly, like some of the small, this is a good story. So I have had a goal for a while of getting, a new Range Rover. Okay. A type of car. And so I was in a car accident a couple months ago. And which was not obviously not a fun thing to deal with, but the body shop that I was working with to get the repairs on the Jeep that I was had been driving in the accident, it turns out like I was on the phone having a conversation with the owner, and he happened to tell me this story about how he helped a client out, put her in like a new Range Rover, the same type of car, and how his cousin works for this dealer. And I have been like on my vision board, is this certain type of car that I wanted to manifest this year? And it's so long story short, like he ended up hooking me up with his contact and I'm in the process of closing on that car right now. But it was because like I've been like, it's been in my imagination. The picture's been in my mind since the start of the year. And so it just, even like those small little idiosyncrasies, you know, I like calling them like winks from the universe. When things like that happen, it's kind of like, oh, you know, you know, to like, listen a little harder or listen, yeah. And you know, like the universe is working for you. So, yeah.
Awesome. So now this leads us to the really last question. So you just told us one of your vision is this car. Would you like to share with us what are your personal visions, your personal goals? What do you want to achieve?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have on my vision board, and I'll be honest, like it took me a while to do a vision board. You know, I thought it was kind of like in the beginning, I don't know, it felt kind of elementary. It felt silly, you know, to be in that imagination, but I am a big visual person. And so once I started applying that and really putting my heart into really thinking about what I wanted to create. Mm-hmm. So like on my vision is definitely that car. It's definitely like, I have a certain amount of a number of clients that I want to help and support work with this year. I have vacations that I want to take with my kids. I've already taken one this year with my daughter to New York. I do, you know, I have a financial goal, which is up on my vision for like a monthly goal. I have, there's a charity that I donate to that is called the Unstoppable Foundation, where they build homes in Africa. I'm sorry, they build schools in Africa. And the organization used to take trips prior to the pandemic to go and work with the community there. And so that's been a goal of mine, to take my son. So I think eventually that's on my vision board. Just think like really every aspect of your life, I would recommend like touching on the kind of relationships you want, the health you want. I have a yoga goal. There's like a certain pose in yoga that I want to master this year. So I know it's like the small things, but it's all about, I'll tell you this, like, it's all about a lot of us, when we start with this goal setting, we think of the goal and not from the goal. And there's a difference, you know, you and I have talked about this, and like, when you think of the goal, it's, you're disconnected from it. It's a different energy. Yeah. And when you think from the goal, you're thinking from that place, from the end. And so that's what the vision board does for me, is it immediately, or the self-image script, all the different, you know, ways of study, it brings the future into the now, you know, it brings like what you're desiring into the now. So.
Yeah. Beautiful. So cool. And thank you for sharing this. I think the audience will, have a very high vibration after hearing. Yes, I think one tool which really raises up your vibration is to study all the material, study your coaching material, whatever, and or reading books or whatever, just to really train this higher level of awareness and train the power of awareness and really recognize it. Be open for the miracles in your life and for the work of the universe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would say like, you know, awareness is everything, right? Everything in life is conscious awareness. And the only way to get awareness is through study. And so that is so important. And then the other thing though, too, is to move into action right away. You know, because the confidence comes in the doing and moving into action. So, and you really can't have one without the other. But yeah, I think that's beautiful what you said.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and all your thoughts with us. And yeah, I'm really happy that you were my first English speaking guest.
I'm honored and I'm grateful. I love working with you, and I know it wasn't a coincidence that we met. So
it really wasn't. Thank you.
Ihr Lieben, das war das Interview mit der Hayley. Ich hoffe, euch hat es genauso gut gefallen wie mir. Ich fand es sehr, sehr inspirierend und ich fand auch ihre Praxisbeispiele sehr, sehr inspirierend, was mega, mega cool war, dass sie das mit uns geteilt hat. Nimm diese Vibe jetzt mit in deinen Tag, in dein Business, in dein Leben. Wenn du sagst, boah geil, da will ich mehr von, insbesondere beim Thema Money Mindset und da weitermachen, dann lade ich dich ein, am 4. Juni am Journal Dich Reich Workshop dabei zu sein. Es ist mega cool, es ist eine saucoole Vibe dort und die Tickets dazu, beziehungsweise die Möglichkeit, die Tickets zu kaufen, die findest du in den Shownotes ganz oben im Link. Ich wünsche dir jetzt einen fantastischen Tag und egal, was du gerade machst, bleib unbedingt dran, deine Mareike.